Now it's time for another heartwarming episode in the life of that friendly old physician, that kindly old physician, Dr. Christian Bogardus, scourge of livers and... Yes, friends, join us now for another friendly visit with Dr. Christian Bogardus, brought to you by Fedang Hats. Fedang, the pre-shaped hat for pre-shaped heads. Fedang, the hat preferred by 90% of America's men, 10% of the time. Fedang, the only hat that's dipped in chicken fat. In case you lose a bet and have to eat it. See your friendly Fedang hat dealer. Let him fit you in any of the following sizes. Small, medium, large, extra large, and...
Hey, where'd everybody go?
Now, as we look in on kindly old Dr. Christian Bogardus, Nurse Judy Rice is busy answering the telephone. Video.
Dr. Christian Bogardus' office. Nurse Judy Rice speaking. Yes, he's here. It's for you, doctor.
Thank you, Judy. Hello? Yeah, this is the doctor. What seems to be the trouble? Your husband thinks he's a chicken? That's ridiculous. Why don't you send him to a psychiatrist? Oh, you can't? You need the eggs. What's that? Oh, yes, I had a case like that before. The patient thought he was a horse, but I cured him. Where is he now? He's pulling a wagon for Schlitz. He was a horse. That's a horse on me, too. Goodbye. Now then, Judy, what's on my calendar today besides a picture of Marilyn Monroe?
You have a very busy day today, doctor. At 9, you take out tonsils. At 10, you take out adenoids. At 11, you take out an appendix.
What happens at 12?
You take me out.
Good. Now, what about this afternoon?
You've got rehearsals for television. You know, you're going to do an operation tonight on that big plastic surgery program, Replace the Face.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. That reminds me, I'd better get busy reading over the script. I haven't got too much time before they come over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to television's newest program, Replace the Face. And here is your old master of ceremonies, that friendly old cut-up, Dr. Christian...
Aren't we devils?
Bogardus!
Thank you, Abner George. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Abner, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the operating room tonight. Did you see that big hole in the middle of the fourth floor?
Yes?
Well, I didn't. But now, let's get on for the show. Abner George, who's first to play Replace the Face?
Mr. Poindexter Proudfoot.
Hello, Mr. Proudfoot, and welcome to Replace the Face.
Hiya, Doc!
I think you got here too late. But now then, just lie down on this table and relax. And in just a minute, we'll play Replace the Face. But first, Abner George has a word from our sponsor.
Woo!
Thank you, Abner George. I wonder how he spelt that word. But now, on with the program. Ready with my instruments, nurse?
Ready, doctor.
Good. Now then, my good man, before we begin, we make you comfortable on the table here. First of all, we strap you down. Then we place your arms at your side. And now I twist your neck just a little bit. Dear, now please let me know if you get tired of looking down your spine.
Okay, Doc.
Now, we better get started. Let's see now. I'll just take a little off here, a little off there, and put some over there, and put some over there, and the first thing you know, we are finished.
Gee, Doc, how do I look?
Just like a movie star.
Which one?
Well, I can't think of his name, but it begins with C.
Crosby?
No, not Crosby.
Coleman?
No, not Coleman.
Begins with C?
Ah, yes. I just thought of his name.
What is it?
Seabiscuit.